It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks again for downloading the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Podcast number 211. Yeah, basically what it is, it's a weekly collection of highlights from different things we talked about on the radio show for the past week. Weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. If you enjoy the show, follow me on Twitter at Laynerroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or of course, add me as a friend on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You have 2 to 5 pounds of it in your body at any given time. What is it? We'll get to that answer shortly. First, it was on this date in 1869, the corn cob pipe was invented. Prior to that, the only way Frosty the Snowman could get emphysema was working in the mill. And Apple is working on new headphones. The company filed a patent earlier this year, revealing plans for a new type of earbud, and may even offer a noise-canceling feature, which is fascinating technology, by the way. Hey, do you remember integers from grade 8 math class? You add negative 1 to positive 1, the result is 0. Well, sound works the same way. You have a sound wave shaped like a W, say. You mix it with a sound wave shaped like an M, the inverse. You end up with zero sound, silence. So the way noise-canceling headphones work, they have a microphone that compares the sound in your ears to the sound actually coming out of the headphones. The sound your ears hear might be a blend of music, maybe a furnace fan, engine noise. The headphones then create an inverted version of that sound to mix with the original to erase those sounds out of the music. Crazy, right? And the average human body has 2 to 5 pounds of this at any given time. What is it? Bacteria.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You've heard the expression, it's so hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk. Apparently that's such a common occurrence in Death Valley, California, that the Tourism Bureau has asked visitors to refrain from doing so because the streets are littered with old egg cartons and broken shells. And remember Alta Vista? It was one of the top search engines back when red jeans were popular. The first time. Well, Google came on the scene just years later, and Alta Vista has been on life support ever since. Well, they finally pulled the plug earlier this week. I don't know, to me this is kind of like when you hear one of the Golden Girls died. You're like, wait a minute, they're still alive? And step aside, America. Or should I say waddle aside, you're no longer the fattest country on earth. Mexico is. Nearly 33% of citizens there are obese. In their defense, though, I mean, if you ever tasted a churro, it was really only a matter of time. And a sculpture of a gorilla in Norwich, England, allegedly looks so much like Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, they're being sued. Here's the thing, the organization putting on the display is an AIDS charity set up in Mercury's honor. It's like dead Freddie Mercury's lawyer is suing a charity benefiting the cause that killed him.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Did you know that deaf people don't say achoo when they sneeze? It's true. They simply make the sounds associated with the air movement. In fact, the whole achoo sound is only made by English-speaking people. The French say achum when they sneeze. Well, Japanese speakers say hakushun. Or so the experts claim. Yeah, sneeze experts. Let's add that to the list of jobs you never knew existed. And you've heard of sites like Kickstarter and Pledge Music, right? Sites where bands raise money to record their albums? That's actually how the most recent Headstones album was funded. Anyway, that trend is now making its way to the porno industry. The site is called Offbeater. And a new Justin Bieber video has leaked online. Or more accurately, a video of Justin Bieber leaking online. Bieber peed in a mop bucket. He was leaving a New York City nightclub through the kitchen of an attached restaurant, and instead of using, a urinal, he whipped down his pants, where he would have had the crotch not already been at knee height, and relieved himself in a mop bucket. You know, NASA launched a talking robot into space earlier this week, but sadly, this is the story people will be talking about 6 months from now.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, there's yet another Paula Deen book coming out, but unlike the cookbook she put out just weeks ago, this one will be written by a third party and will document the rise and fall of Paula Deen. Remember back when someone would do something amazing, become famous, and it wasn't until like 20 years later that they revealed themselves to be a racist or a pedophile? Yeah, it was a simpler time then, wasn't it? And Richard Simmons is 65 today. Did you know that Richard isn't his real name? Seriously, it's Milton. Yeah, poor Milt was a fat kid in high school. And as you can imagine, he got teased, so he decided to do something about it. Good on him. Unfortunately, that something was develop a highly effeminate lisp and sprout those rare but elusive white guy afros. I think I would have taken my chances as a chunker there, Milt.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was this day in 1955 that Disneyland first opened its doors to children and families and guys with creepy mustaches and tinted prescription glasses. Did you know, though, that the day that it opened, it was a blistering 43 degrees Celsius? It was so hot, the asphalt actually melted all down Main Street. And American Idol will allow guitars for some season 13 auditions. Have they really not pumped that American Idol well dry yet? I don't know about you, but if I wanted to sit around watching some needy weirdo constantly begging for my attention, I'd have kids. And movie news, Pacific Rim hit theaters on the weekend. People piloting massive robots to defend the Earth from monsters. I'll bet the CGI guys made a mint on that one. Although it would be awkward to tell people you made your fortune doing a big Pacific Rim job. And the Amazing Spider-Man star Andrew Garfield says he had a serious talk with producers about casting MJ as a man and making Peter Parker gay. I think even Michael Bay would agree that betrays the original story. Now, don't get me wrong, it wouldn't bother me if they made Peter Parker gay. I mean, hell, throw in a love scene with Dr. Octopus for all I care. Changing the gender of a key character, though? That is Marvel blasphemy.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.